Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden is meeting with labor union leaders at the White House today. On the agenda, infrastructure and green jobs. The meeting follows a new report from a former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development that could inform Biden's long-term infrastructure plans. Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan has more on this story. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, so what do the unions want on infrastructure from the White House, and what do we know so far about President Biden's plans?
Well, what unions always want is jobs. Good jobs. And President Biden wants to invest a lot in infrastructure, particularly clean energy, clean transportation projects. He's argued that that can go hand in hand with jobs. He started off on kind of a bad foot with labor unions because one green initiative was to immediately cancel the Keystone Pipeline. First day on the job for him, and that resulted in layoffs. So now he's back to showing him, look, he wants to spend trillions of dollars and that's going to create a whole lot more jobs in his view than the Keystone cancellation cost.
Yeah, he's probably learning very quickly that there are competing interests on every issue, right?
That's
so
for sure.
There's a new report from the former HUD Secretary Henry Cisneros and the Kinder Institute for Urban Research that may be guiding some of his thinking here on infrastructure. It identified about 1,800 projects that Biden should focus on. Let's tick through. I mean, we're not going to tick through all of them, but let's tick through at least what you think the priorities look like they could be.
Right. Well, they said there are three big categories. They said essential infrastructure after the pandemic, climate resilience, and urban-rural connections. And one thing I thought was interesting, there was one thing in particular that showed up in two of those three categories, and that's broadband. And Peter, as you know, for a lot of us, we can joke now about the dial-up internet days, but for a lot of Americans, in rural America especially, those days are still here. They still don't have fast internet, and that is now essential infrastructure. And the report makes that point that infrastructure isn't just what we picture traditionally as infrastructure, you know, a bridge, for example, but something like broadband, which still lacks in a lot of America, would require some public investment to get there, because the problem there is that it's just so expensive to do that the companies that provide a lot of us with fast internet service aren't willing to do it on commercial terms in rural America.
What are some of the big ideas for transportation? You are our transportation analyst, after all.
Yeah, well, there too. Clean transportation. So that means electric vehicles, first of all. We've seen a big movement recently in terms of the big automakers really embracing and acknowledging that that's the future. But there too, sort of a gap in terms of an opportunity perhaps for public incentives to get that going. And that, of course, could create jobs as well. And then when it comes to energy, you know, a focus this week, this report was a long-term project, not prepared with what's going on in Texas and elsewhere in mind. But we see now all kinds of needs in that regard too. And alternative energy could perhaps diversify the energy supply and help when a situation like this comes up in the future.
Yeah, this is all great. In theory, it'll be tough potentially to get any of these things through Congress, but we'll see. Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Peter.